Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to F-Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles. A show that is fundamentally assisting you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that allows guests to come in and tell us how they got here, and a show that it's going to be with you. I've got my beautiful co-hosts that are on assignment, KJ and Niles. Are you there? Okay, they are going to be here in just a second. Now, I have been thinking about you guys all day. I've been seriously in meditation and in prayer, believing that we're going to get through this. I honestly believe. And with believing, my conviction is all is well. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, so I'm going to discuss today's principle, which is believing in yourself. And oftentimes in perilous times, not to bore you to tears, but oftentimes when you are taking the stance to believe, that conviction becomes so strong that you are committed and you're not going to waver, okay? So, you have the uncanny ability to change the very course of your life, your circumstances, the conditions that you're faced with. And I say this with all the fervor and strength that I can muster up. And I'm not saying anything that's going to hype you or make you think that, you know, for right now is a good time, but then afterwards, you know, how do I continue this? I'm saying this because it does not matter on the surface with what's going on in your life. There is a part of you that is reserved for times like these, okay? Now, you have been given the authority to speak and to do and to become what you've dreamed about. So there's a power within you that orchestrates everything about you, a power, a source that provides above anything you've ever known and ever seen or ever believed. But there's a condition. There's a condition that you must meet. And that condition is believe. Now, the word believe means you purposefully decide with a strong conviction that there is a strong evidence that you have within you, all right? Now, and I need you to hear me on this one, with believing, it's like a yin and yang. There is opposition. Whenever you begin to believe something, you can, as my mama would say, bet your bottom dollar that there will be opposition. It's the law. However, you are the one who dictates your narrative. So there are five things that I really, really want you to kind of remember to assist you in believing in yourself. All right. One, decide with a convicted mind that you were created with and for a purpose. Two, decide to accept the truth that there is a power, a source that loves you so very much that nothing you've ever done, that you're doing, or ever will do can change that love. That source, that power that I'm talking about for me and for millions of others, is God. Three, once you've committed to the steps one and two, deciding with a convicted mind that you were created with purpose and for purpose, two, deciding to accept the truth that there is a power, a source that loves you unconditionally. Once you start to commit yourself to those beliefs, then you write a vision for your life. And you're probably saying, Doc, you don't understand. This and that is going on. I understand perfectly. And that is why I'm telling you, you got to write your life's vision. And you got to be really, really detailed. Number four, speak what you desire to see as a result of what you've written for your life's vision. Now, you remember when I told you that opposition comes when you decide to believe? There will be challenges that will arise. They will. But because you are committed to carrying out this vision, absolutely nothing will be able to stop you. May try to slow you down, may cause you to scratch your head, but in all essence, you will not be stopped. And then five, stay in constant communication with that power, with that source that I told you that is within you. Make whatever changes that you need to make in your vision, with your vision that you've written down for your life, but be committed. This is, in essence, how you will fundamentally, mentally be able to say with certainty, I believe, and I believe in myself. And you got this. You really, really got this. I'm excited for today's show. I'm excited because we get an opportunity to meet some people that decided a long time ago that they were going to believe in themselves. And not only did they believe in themselves, no matter what came about, they stood and they said, I'm going to do this. And I'm excited that you'll get an opportunity to hear their story and be able to take copious notes so that you too can start to unravel exactly what it is, decide that you want to do, and then move forward in that vein. I'm going to see if my guys are with us now. Just one second. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hello. I think we made it. We made it.
Oh, you made it. That's me clapping. Yep. Hi, guys.
Corona can't keep it down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
You better believe it, man. I've told our people, hey, guys, you guys are on an assignment, right? And no matter what, you're here. And for that, I am truly grateful that we get an opportunity to come and speak to people and let them know how we are really acting and behaving and being transparent in everything that we do. We are who we say that we are, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's how you should do things, and that's how you should be, and, you know, stick to your word. So we are here, And we are ready, and here we go.
Absolutely.
Let's begin.
Absolutely.
Let us begin.
So what do you think about this principle, KJ, Miles, with believing in yourself? I mean, you've heard, I hope that you heard bits and pieces of it, but how difficult is it to believe in yourself when everything that you're looking at looks like, oh my God, I don't have time for that. I need to handle this. How do you do this? How do we do this?
I mean, of course, it's, I'll start first. of course, it's vital. And I do believe in some instances you can be pushed to believing in yourself, right. You know, based on circumstances, certain, you know, scenarios that, you know, have, you know, you've experienced in your life. And, you know, through those experiences, you start to find yourself and you realize like, okay, so maybe I didn't believe in myself before, or, you know, maybe I've struggled with this and that, but what's the alternative? If I don't believe in myself, then where will that take me? Where will I end up? And I haven't believed in myself at, you know, a point or two, and that wasn't a good experience. So in order to get others to invest in me, to believe in me, I have to believe in myself first. I have to be that change and that image first before, you know, depending on someone else to, you know, validate me. So wow. That's like, if you don't believe in yourself, then, you know, there's no conviction and, you know, there's no direction for you. There's no path. So it's vital.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would have to agree with that. And I would have to add on that that's probably one of the most, one of the biggest challenges that people may deal with. Just believing in you. I mean, people can believe in you all you want, but that's not going to do anything if you don't believe in what they say or believe in what you have going on. So you have to really understand who you are and understand, okay, I have to make up my mind for myself, because at the end of the day, I go to sleep with myself. At the end of the day, I look in the mirror and I see myself, and all I have is me in life. So we have to learn and get along.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Man in the mirror.
I know, right?
Man in the mirror.
Michael Jackson said it best.
Yeah, man.
You gotta make that change.
Absolutely. Well, I guess segueing into, because we do have a part of the show that says, okay, this is us being transparent, right? How do you, you know, I got the 5 steps, and you may read 7 steps or 10 steps, but What's the meat on the bones of looking where you are if it's not where you want to be, and knowing in your heart, man, I know I can do it. I know I can. How do you do it? How do you just have it in yourself when chaos is just there? How do we do this?
Take it away, KJ.
I would have to say thanks, Miles, for giving me that runway. I would have to say that it's more of a self-declaration constantly. There has to be consistency.
Okay.
And when we talked about this last mm-hmm. week, too, like whatever you declare with your mouth, you're going to be tested immediately.
Yes.
So you're going to have to understand that if you want to believe in yourself, there is going to be trials like, okay, cool. You want to believe in yourself now. Cool. Let's see if you're going to falter. Life is going to push you around to test, like, all right, cool. And strengthen up your faith that you're going to believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
And you also have to trust on what the gift that God's given you as well. Mm. So it goes hand in hand.
Yes, it does. Wow. Okay.
And I know we were talking somewhat about this the other day, and I told you, I ask myself on a consistent basis, how much are you willing to sacrifice? Because, you know, going into whatever the endeavor may be, especially if it's outside of the ordinary, you have to expect hardship. You have to expect struggle. Because once again, there's no like set path to get to where you need to get to, especially if there may be a lack of resources or things standing in your way. So you have to really, you know yourself, you know, internally, mm-hmm. and have like a true connection with whatever it is that you're pushing for. Because if not, you know, it's easy to quit. It's easy to step back. But when it's truly like a calling and it's truly like a fervor in your heart, you're going to, like, you know, you're going to take whatever bumps and bruises, you know, comes with that in order to get to the other side and to get to, you know, the goal. It's just a part of the program. And, you know, with greatness comes with, you know, great responsibility.
Absolutely.
And I would have to add on to that. Will Smith says, has this quote, everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one's willing to die.
Oh, wow.
In the life's finest success in your dreams are going to take some pain. So you have to learn how to walk through that. And believing in yourself is one of the first steps to tackle on what life's going to throw at you.
Absolutely. Wow, man. You guys are...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to go to hell. Sometimes you have to go to hell in order to get
Tell
to heaven.
About it. Absolutely.
Or go through hell.
Go through hell. Absolutely. Absolutely. To get to...
Yeah, I ain't going to hell now. I'm letting you know that right now.
I didn't say go to hell. I said go through hell. Okay? Listen to what I said. I didn't say stay there. Ride through it to get to heaven. Just like we're doing when it comes to life, okay? We're here on earth. We go through all kinds of experiences.
Yeah.
But hopefully we're working towards the afterlife. Ain't that right, everybody? Say amen.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Man. Shoot. It's really, you know, I think it's really comforting to know, honestly, that you believe that, okay, I may be going through something. Yes, I believe in myself. But have you ever thought about some of the things that we go through really isn't for us? It really is as a testimony for someone else, if that makes any sense. Seriously.
That makes complete sense.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I feel like we are so really introspective.
Yes.
Most people are introspective. I'm not saying all people, but when you take a step back of your life and just like, okay, I'm gonna take a step back of my current situation. Maybe this situation isn't happening directly to me. It's like cause effect of what someone else did. And now that is helping me to help them out in some type of way.
Absolutely.
You understand? So it's
Absolutely.
Like you have to always take a step back on every situation and make sure that, okay, I'm not going to react emotionally right now. I need to take a step back and see what's going on. Okay, cool.
Collect yourself, assess,
then go back to that situation and handle it and take it head on.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
That's interesting, though. Interesting question in what AJ said as well. Like, somehow we're all interconnected, whether it's through condition, humanity, and so on. And I know I mentioned this before, but like the one thing that connects us all is experience, but I would also say struggle and pain.
Yes.
Like we all feel on some level and we'll feel on some level. So I think in order to, you know, continue to connect with each other and reach out, you know, we have to be cognizant of that. And it's interesting with this whole coronavirus because, you know, what we're seeing is a lot of folks are like running out and getting what they need, and you know, you see a lot of people frantic and panicking,
right.
But there's also been some chatter where, you know, people are saying like, remember your neighbors,
yes.
You know, assist others,
absolutely.
You know, care about the well-being of others, you know, don't just wash your hands for yourself,
right.
Wash your hands so we can possibly put, you know, kind of help dampen this coronavirus and so it won't spread. Think about the elders, think about the people in this position or that position. So it's interesting, like, even though this coronavirus sucks,
yes.
But at the same time, hopefully some good can come out of it on a human basis.
Absolutely.
And you have to understand that when there's times of chaos, peace is around the corner.
You better believe it. It goes
peace
hand
right
in hand.
That's
corner.
True.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's true.
I even believe that
That's true.
You can... What? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know what, Dr. Tunji? I'm just going to be honest with the fans real quick.
I'm listening.
But I'll be honest. Like, the last few weeks, I did not believe in myself. I'm actually coming out of a phase where I'm like starting to believe in myself again. There's going to be dips and valleys.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with that belief, when you're dealing with disbelief.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know that there's going to be times when you're not going to believe in yourself. But this is the time when you hang on to your friends.
Yes.
Or like you go back to your vision board, you go back to what gave you that spark in the beginning to help get you out of it. It's going to be a slow climb as you go up. It's easy to fall down. It's harder to get up because when you fall down, you deal with pain, you deal with the neglect, and then you deal with the struggle of getting back to the position where you were.
Right.
So you're doing
steps
as you're getting up. So I would have to say,
And I'm sometimes being overwhelmed in that process. Yeah.
Yes. Because you feel like no one else feels the pain.
Absolutely.
But that's why you have to take that step back. You take that step back and say, oh, wow, he felt the same thing. Let me ask for help from this person.
Absolutely. You know, that's the, that I honestly believe, KJ, and I'm thankful that you even shared that with us. And that's that part of our show where transparency really, really does come to light. That you said you get up. Right. You fall, you go through the adversity, but you get up. And the thing that I guess I was listening for the most was asking for help. Because think about this thing, guys. We are either self-quarantining ourselves, or we're in the throes of something in our generation, okay, we've not seen before. And for some sense, It shows vulnerability when you say, can you help me? I mean, the thing that people don't want to hear is no, or giving me an excuse as to why you can't help me. So you'll find yourself in a space that's where reclusiveness, not just quarantining yourself, but reclusiveness, we've got to make certain that we check on the one who is strong, that, you know, in our tribe. I think you called us tribes, Niles. We've got to make sure that we check on one another. Seriously, if there is no more evidence of being our brother's keeper than now, then I don't know if there will ever be, because we got to make certain that not just the ones that are, you know, elderly and the ones that may be facing, you know, uncertainties with their jobs or what have you, that strong one, that one that, you know, you kind of go to as a rock, as a foundation, not that they are God.
The true leaders will reveal themselves.
Come on. So we got to make certain that we really make sure, Niles, you said it best, not just washing my hands for me, but I'm washing my hands to serve.
Yeah, for the community, exactly.
Absolutely.
Now, I have a question, like, based on something that you just mentioned. You mentioned being afraid of the word no and so on. Why is it that we fear rejection? Why is it that we fear the word no?
Maybe, and maybe, and I'm surmising here, maybe it's because it's a learned emotion. It's a learned. It's not something that that is something that we're born with. We're not born with. No, everything about us as a child, I mean, seriously, before we could start tearing up the house, was look at my baby. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, isn't she beautiful? Or he's so smart. And then somewhere along the way, we kind of lost the that giving, not to feed the ego, but just being nice. And
life happens.
Man.
Yeah. Life happens, and then instead of becoming better, we become bitter.
Oh, God.
In our culture, we're really taught about competition.
Oh,
I mean, there's friendly competition, but there's a competition where it's like, I'm going to walk all over you, and I'm about to get what I'm wanting. But no. There has to be a
for
lot
myself.
Of competition. Yes,
yeah.
For myself.
Yeah.
Self-seeking.
Wow.
So, I mean, I feel like we all have little ailments of that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
We all do. Yeah. We're all human. We all have our moments, but
right.
We have to understand and have to put that under control and nip that in the bud.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I think, on the other hand, I think the word no can be a good thing, because on this show, we're talking about trailblazers. We're talking about people who are saying yes to their dreams, to their vision, you know, the saying no to the status quo and rejection. So sometimes if you're told no, what that opens up is, you know, a new kind of fortitude within yourself. Okay, this is a no. Okay, so what do I have to do to either jump over that no or create opportunities or situations for myself, for my progression?
I love it. Well spoken. You're absolutely correct. No, seriously, that is that's by far something that I believe, Niles, you and KJ and myself, we've been able to do in spite of or because of a no. There's no way you would have left
exactly
where you were, very comfortable, living life, you know, whatever you were doing in Atlanta, whatever, whatever, to come here. That's, there had to have been some no's before you got here, but you persevered.
Yeah, the no's can help you. The no's help you believe in yourself.
You better believe it.
That's the test that's going to come when you say, like, oh, I'm going to start believing in myself. Life is going to be like, okay, cool.
Yep.
And then you're going to be like, yeah. So one side is going to have to give. It's like my Will Catlett, one of my mentors, he was talking about, you have to understand life is going to push you constantly.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to bend with life, or are you going to bend against it?
Yeah.
So you have to make that choice for yourself.
Exactly. And that's why I mentioned earlier, you will be pushed to believe in yourself based on circumstances, experiences, and so on. And at the end of the day, you're going to keep on asking yourself, what else is there? Like, if I don't believe in myself, what's the other option? Absolutely. It's not going to be a good result.
Absolutely. Quick
question. That's like when you let life happen to you. But go ahead.
Right. No. You're right. I want you to finish that thought, because you're absolutely correct. I mean, that's why I honestly love doing this show. We've got different opinions, but we're still able to say, you know what? At the end of the day, the common goal is to inspire, to motivate, to move people physically, not just mentally, but physically moving them from where they are to where they want to go. So I lost my thought, but at any rate, it's refreshing to know that we really are, we're in this thing together. No man is an island. We're not.
Exactly. So yeah, like it's important to not let life happen to us, but help it to work for us.
Absolutely. I had to ask the proverbial question when we have our family meetings to my adult children. Do you really think he brought you this far to leave you? and you know, that's the question of the hour. And you can just answer it at your leisure. And of course, they'll send me, you know, messages or call or what have you. But think about it. Did he really bring
and to answer
far?
That? And,
yeah.
And to answer that question, for all your listeners, please call 323-203-0815. Call in the show and just ask questions that you've been dealing with, or any situations that you need the doctor to help guide you with.
The doctor and KJ.
For sure. We want to know how people are doing out there. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now. How's everybody going? How's everybody doing?
There?
You know, stay safe.
Stop doing all the toilet paper.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
You didn't use it in the first place.
Yikes. Man, I had to go to four different stores to look for tissue and still didn't find it. I'm like, what? So when I did find it, like yesterday, $8.99 for four rolls. Can you imagine how
I don't understand. Like, I was like, I'm going to take all this toilet paper I'm going to need, but you're in the bathroom next to a shower. I don't understand anything.
Don't get me started. You can write a book, seriously, on what not to do. Wow. So
that's true.
You do know that we've got some guests that are coming into the studio that is just mind-blowing, right? You do know that.
Yes. All the guests are mind blowing, but the ones today, they're super special.
Oh,
and I love their music.
little salt and pepper action in the studio.
Wow.
Shoot, with a little paprika.
I know, right? Shoot. Man, how do you describe in words these gentlemen that truly believed in themselves no matter what? They just would not stop. And I don't want to, you know, kind of spill the beans here. I know Niles or KJ are going to do such a wonderful job. But how do you get to the point in your life where you're saying, I don't care, no matter what, we're going to do this?
That's what you know internally. It's intrinsic. Like, it's a knowing.
Absolutely.
Like, there's no other option for you. I think once you get to that point,
yeah,
like, everything kind of, I wouldn't say things move out the way for you,
yeah,
but, you know, things start to move forward for you. You got to say, this is it.
Absolutely.
There's nothing else. Because you can't have one foot in and one foot out.
No, you can't.
Because now you can focus on your past. Everything is nearer now.
Yeah.
You have that. Exactly. You have that lion mentality.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, okay, cool.
Absolutely.
So I know what I want, and I know how I'm going to get it, but yeah, I don't know how I'm going to get there.
Right.
Yeah, there's no plan B.
There's no
plan A.
That's right.
Yep.
And how did you know I was thinking? That's what I was thinking before I lost my train of thought. You in life, honestly, you just can't have a plan B. You just cannot. I'm so sorry. I know that sounds really far-fetched, but it's not, well, I'll go after my dreams, but if I don't make that, then I'll just go and...
Here's my backup.
Yeah. Who does that? I used to be guilty of that, but man, when you know what you know, as my mama would say, you just go with it. You roll with it. You do.
When you know what you know, you got to go.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Yep, that's it.
So we've got these gentlemen in the studio, right? And hey, take it away, KJ, Niles.
KJ, you want to start out? Okay. We're doing this on the phone, guys. Okay, we can't see each other. But these are the eye contact. Exactly right. But these are some bad boys you're about to hear. Okay,
R&B.
They're singing from the soul.
Oh,
you know, electrifying, eclectic, and they just went out there and got it done. They did what they had to do, and they've been doing that thing ever since.
Oh my
now,
God!
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Johnny McKnight, Kenneth Sexton, Jeff Liston, and Palmer Perkins. Image in
wow.
my studio.
Bless you.
Yeah, you know I'm excited about you guys being here, right?
You're excited.
Oh my God. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule, out of your quarantining yourselves. And being a part of this studio, it's an honor to have you.
It's an honor to be here.
You know, thank you. I got to tell a little bit of a story here about this gentleman, Mr. Johnny McKnight.
Uh-oh.
He came into my life in 2012 when I decided that enough is enough. I'm going to go to California, and I heard God's voice. I know I'm supposed to be there. My purpose is there, not knowing that my purpose was in me. And I would just be able to flourish and plan and grow when I got here.
Say that.
So Johnny comes into my life, right? And I don't know anybody. All I know is that I'm coming out here to buy an assisted living facility. I've been approved for $7 million, and I'm fixing to go and do it. Long story short, the lady says to me in her beautiful Korean dialect, Dr. Scott, you need $4 million more. And I'm standing there at a crossroad in my life saying, oh, dear God, what have I done? I have left everything. I've left my business. I've left my husband and my family. And I felt like Jack and the Beanstalk, and somebody so gave me some magic beans, you know? But I got to... I began to listen to what this man didn't say. And what he wasn't saying was, you got this. We're family. I don't have to know you to know you.
Amen.
We're speaking the same language. And he drove me around in his car looking for a place. And it was just... It's an honor. I kid you not to, and I don't have a lot of friends, man, but to be able to say this, my friend, Wow. And then this man is in a group. Johnny, Mr. Seddon, how did you get here? What made you decide that, you know what? Yeah, we've got a product. We're going to take it to market. We're going to multiply it and distribute it and replenish it, have dominion in the area of our gifting. But yes. Come on, man. You know, if you don't get a span, if you don't get a show, if you don't get the platform, ouch. Wow. But what makes you say, I'm going for it? You can't stop me.
We have been, Ken and I met while we was in the Navy.
Absolutely.
In San Diego.
Okay.
And we formed a group called Image.
Wow.
It was him and I at first, and then after that, we added two other members, Palmer Perkins and Jeff Nixon.
Okay.
Palmer is from Raleigh, North Carolina, and Jeff Nixon is from Vallejo, California.
Okay.
Yeah, so... we became Image.
Okay.
We got a record deal.
Okay.
We was back in
1990.
This when you had Father MC and Mary J. Blige and Jodeci, all of them was coming at the same time we were.
Okay.
But it was with Uptown, we were with Opolis Records.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we didn't have the distribution that they had.
Okay.
So our stuff got kind of shelved and put on the back burner.
Oh, wow.
So fast forward, last July.
All right.
Ran back into our producer, Chaz Simmons.
All right.
Charles Simmons. And he told me that he still had the masters to our recording.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So what you guys want to do
with it? Absolutely.
I said, that was a classic hit. The people never got to listen to it. I said, we're going to release this.
Oh, come on.
Now the game has changed.
Wow.
So Ken and I got together.
And
Ken is our marketing guru of the group.
Uh-huh.
We got together and we put a market plan together. And within 3 months, we're getting played in the Midwest, all over the Midwest.
Are you serious?
And we're hitting the charts.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, Ken, what's going on? We just... He said, man, we can't stop. We got to keep on going. I said, okay, yeah, we got to keep on going.
Uh-huh.
So Ken just started coming up with these ideas that we can get our music played on the radio in different parts of the country. And surprisingly, it started taking off in Europe.
Oh, Japan, but you know what? I've heard of that. I've honestly heard of that. You know, seriously, I've heard that there are sometimes a prophet is not known in their own town.
Say that.
In their own country. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's another country or another continent, Europe, that says, man, come on. I'm loving what I'm hearing. So you're speaking to the soul of the man, it sounds like.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, what Johnny was saying, Russia, Italy, the UK, China, Canada, and of course my hometown, Chicago.
Oh wow, are you serious?
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
That is so fascinating to me. I kid you not,
because
it's hot. And it is hot, you know.
So
the song that you're talking about is Who Do You Love, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who Do You Love? And how did you come up with that title, you know?
well basically our producer at the time, Charles Simmons. He wrote the song for us. Him and his wife at the time wrote the song for us.
Okay.
And it's basically a young lady that has two gentlemen trying to pursue her.
Okay.
And she has to make a choice between the two. So one of the guys is telling her not all the things that he's not doing and all that.
Oh,
he's
come on.
He's not doing for her.
Yeah.
And he's just hoping that she chooses him.
Yeah.
So it's a romantic love song.
And I
that's
love
what
it.
We want to bring back into.
How did you know I was about to say that? Thank you. Thank
romantic.
You.
We want to let the young ladies know that it's romantic.
Wow.
All this other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Let a gentleman, you know, romance you and tell you things that, you know,
that's
pleasing to the ear.
I love it.
Absolutely. With great lyrics.
Great
good
lyrics.
Content.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Letting men know what a woman actually is and
oh my
how
God.
To romance her.
Yeah. I am getting chill bumps here.
We want to bring that back. So
wow.
We pushing hard right now.
Yeah.
Let people know how we feel about
the
climate today.
the topic or the principle for this show, as you know, this is a show that's founded on kingdom principles. It's a show that really is to inspire you and motivate you and kind of move you, right? Where into that direction you're supposed to go. The topic today, the principle today was believing in yourself.
Oh, yes. I know, right?
Man, come on. You got to share some nuggets.
We have stories to
tell. Well, how do you get from the everyday humdrum of what you're doing and then picking up that vision that you'd written for yourself and implementing it and applying principles? That's what you've done, the word principles, and saying, okay, I'm going to pick this up and run with it. How do you do that?
Well, first, we covered by the blood.
First of all,
we covered by the blood.
Yeah, and if, for those who don't understand what he just said, you know, when you have not just religion but a relationship with God through Christ,
say that.
We can literally say that because of the finished work that has been done and the blood that he shed for us, that we can literally say everything I do is covered by his blood.
Amen.
And you got to add something to that because it takes work.
Well, fear is not of God. So knowing that, we knew there was timing involved. So we just had to wait till God said, now is the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Once he said that, I was like, Johnny, it's time to move.
But let me ask you that, Mr. Sutton. Yeah, you're saying now is the time. But how many years passed from literally putting this song out to picking it back up and now you're here?
Lots. It wasn't our time. It really wasn't our time.
Oh, come on.
No matter what we were going through, it wasn't the time.
Yes.
And we kept saying, well, Lord, he said, no, I got you. Do what you're supposed to do. I'll let you know.
Yeah. But do you know how many people give up? Seriously, in the midst of him saying it's not time?
Well, I also got married in the process, so I couldn't worry about the song. I had to make sure I was providing for my wife.
Oh, first things first. Did you hear that, Niles and KJ? They've taken the first thing first approach. And as badly are
the man you are.
Wow.
And that's when I said, Johnny, we can do this.
So not only believing in yourself, believing in your product,
absolutely,
but having someone to believe in you.
Amen. My wife is a strong spiritual woman. And when I talk to her at home, we're talking as friends, my lover, my wife. But when I deal with her in spiritual matters, then I got to talk to her in the mantle in which she was created with.
Now, you know you got a platform, right? You know you need to be. I won't put preaching on you, but I will say.
I'm a deacon.
I will say that some seminars have got to come out of that because oftentimes, as married couples, we don't always go to our spouses and say, hey, listen, this is really what I want to do. What's your take on it? If you're like I used to be, it was, I'm going to do this and you can tell me what you think about it, but this is what I'm going to do. Exactly. And I was so far out of line that no matter how much effort, how much prayer, how much fasting I put into it, until I'm sorry, I'm old-fashioned, and I believe the word, but until I submit it to the head, and he submits to his head, you know what I mean? Uh-oh. So I just, not to go there, I ain't going there. I'm not going there.
No.
I it didn't work until we were walking and talking as one, not as two.
Say that.
So, you know, that's a whole other topic,
yes,
but
it
we
is.
Do know that marriage is just not, it's not him or her completing you. It is, you're already complete.
Mm-hmm.
Two complete people become one.
Amen.
Amen. Now, what's in store? What's in store for Image? You know, I think about the title alone, Image, and the first thing I think of is, we were created in his image and after his own likeness.
That's right.
What's in store for you guys?
I will say this. We're going to continue to seek the Lord first on everything we do. We make no moves without seeking him.
Okay.
He's guiding us. And right now, the independent market seems to be the best way for us.
Oh, yes.
we're adult contemporary because of age.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, because that's how they market us.
Oh.
I put us one time, I knew we weren't going to do well. There are a couple of radio stations you can put your song on. I knew it was a rap station. I didn't have any issues with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they slammed us. Guy said, you knew you were going to get slammed. I said, but I had to raise the awareness. Thinking, let people know what kind of music is out here.
Oh, my God.
So I knew that was coming. Exactly. I knew that was coming.
He's the marketing
I know,
guru.
Right? He's a guru, oh, man. Yeah. He talks about you like that, right? He does.
Me and this man in the military, he can tell you some stories about me. I haven't always been a righteous man.
Come on, bro. Come
I'm from
on.
Chicago, Illinois. I'm from Inglewood, a rough part of town.
Used to be.
Some parts. There were lawyers, doctors, pimps, players, hustlers. I had a great education. Great education.
Wow.
Yeah. And in turn, took that to the next step. Wow. But I was proud of that.
You're proud of that.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, you know, I know we don't have the other gentleman here, but since you're in our house, mm-hmm. you got to sing a couple of chords or a couple of bars.
Oh,
you know what's coming. Look at Johnny. You see Johnny's look at me, man. Come on, man.
I'll do that for you. I will do that for you. But I'm going to say this. Part of our group also. Our camp, we're coming out with there's an app coming out called Yayway.
Oh, wow.
And it's for all the influencers that's going to be in music, TV, motion pictures, and look for that. It's going to be launched, I believe, the 27th or the 28th of March.
Oh, my God, that's major. Really, really. And guys, you heard it first on the Dr. Tanji Show with Niles and KJ.
That is.
I know, right? I know, right? They're on assignment, but you know their spirit is here.
Amen. Amen.
And you guys are coming back, so you'll get to see them when you come back.
Absolutely.
You know, I know that this thing is about to blow up yet again because timing is everything. So when you get your names in marquee, don't act like you don't know it's me calling.
Oh. Don't Since act. You invited us, we will never forget someone that invited us.
Oh, wow.
It's not biblical.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to have you sing, and then we'll close out the show.
Okay. You want me to sing something, Johnny? How you want to do it, brother? Okay, I'll do a little something real quick for you. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done.
Wow, there you have it, man. Yeah. Come on. Wow, I'm so excited.
We are too.
You are too.
Yes.
All right, now for those grown and sexy that wanna see you guys and kind of start to follow and just kind of pull back the veil for Christian ease there. How can they stay in contact with you on social media?
Well, my website is imageharmonics.com.
imageharmonics.com. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And our Twitter.
We're at, you know what, Lord have mercy.
No, that's okay. That's all right. No,
but you can go to our website.
Okay.
There you go. Everything is on our website.
What we'll do is we have a wonderful way of making sure after the show that we have your social handles and have everyone to kind of check you out. I'm excited to listen to Who Do You Love?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have an opportunity to play it on the show today, but you know what? God's willing, my mama say the creek don't rise.
Yeah.
We'll make sure to get it played next week, all right?
Well, thank you.
And guys, as much as I hate to say I'll see you later, I do hope that you know that it is truly an honor to be here. I love you. I love you. And I'm so proud that you took an opportunity and humbled by your taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the Dr. Tanji Show with my co-host Niles and KJ. And stay in tune, stay informed. We will make certain that we put those PSAs, public service announcements, up. To kind of keep you abreast with what's going on in the world of coronavirus from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the WHO, the World Health Organization. It has been truly an honor. I promise you it has. Isn't that right, KJ and Niles? Hello? Absolutely, guys, don't forget to tune in to the Talk to Tanji Mondays Facebook Live, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and of course on Wednesdays, 2 o'clock. Etch out some space for us, the Dr. Tanji Show with Niles and KJ. We love you much. Take care, and thank you guys again for coming into
the studio.
Thank
you for having us.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.